I want to thank my friend Amy Simpson joining us this morning. First off, it's nice to see you again.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's great seeing you.
You know, the reason why I invited Amy by, I'd been working on some other projects with Gumdrops. Gumdrops is one of my absolute favorite programs that go on here in Southern Illinois, and I have a problem. I don't want this to be a problem.
Neither do
I. And I want to solve it. Problem is, in the meantime, people go hungry. Gumdrops is a program that, how do you define it? I mean, it's meals for kids.
It's a weekend backpack program for at-risk children here in Southern Illinois. We're just trying to help these families and help the children get through on a weekend, because families have to make decisions, tough ones. Do I pay the light bill? Do I put gas in my car? You know, and it's just some little way that we can give back to Southern Illinois.
You're a founder.
Yes, I am.
And when you started, what was the number, and what's the number now?
It's pretty impressive. We started with 12 children in the Carterville School District, and now we're close to 1,700.
In 39 schools.
Yes.
Even you're up, you can't even keep up on the website.
No, I can't.
Because the number's growing so quickly.
Yes.
That's the part that you and I both know, you and I have talked about this before. Love to solve the problem. But while people are trying to solve the problem, we're not looking to Springfield for solutions these days,
no.
Are we? There are kids going hungry, and that's where you intercede.
Right.
People, we need to make more money. We need better jobs. Got it. But in the meantime, there's a six-year-old going hungry this weekend because they don't have access to school lunches.
Right.
What goes in a bag? What goes into a backpack?
It's all child-friendly foods. They get anywhere from 10 to 12, 14 items, depending on our finances, what we can buy. They have pudding, cereal, granola bars, popcorn, fruit cup, ramen noodles, oatmeal, stuff like that. It's something they can take care of themselves as
something
well.
Something they can prepare themselves,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Microwave macaroni, is that in
Yeah,
in
that's
out?
In there sometimes, in there?
Okay,
if I can afford
good.
It.
Because I was kind of curious about that.
Kids love that.
Yeah, they do. And they're able to fix themselves. What? Because there's an array here. I so often wanted to pigeonhole and just label a single problem. But this actually covers a number of different areas. Mom and dad may be underemployed or unemployed, but really there's a spectrum of problems that lead you to this single item here. I mean, what do you see out there that draws people when it comes to need and brings kids to this program, when it comes to their parents and the financial situation?
Yeah.
Divorce? And
yeah. There's a lot of single parents out there. And then there's a lot of families that both parents are trying so hard. They're working two and three jobs and they're not home, sometimes trying to just make ends meet. And so these children are at home sometimes by themselves. And so what we provide, we try to help them be able to do with a microwave or something so they can actually feed themselves. And not only do we help the children that are in school, if they have siblings at home that are about 3 years old or so, some kids go home with three or four bags.
Right, care package.
Mm-hmm.
Got
because
you.
We don't want the kids not, this is mine, I'm not going to share. And that way they all are taken care of.
Right. So how do you know that a kid needs this help? You learn this from the teachers? Or?
Excuse me.
No problem.
Yes. Usually the school teachers and the cafeteria workers, because some of those children say come back for seconds for breakfast or for lunch or whatever. We really rely on the school districts because they know the family situations. We're not going to turn any child away whatsoever. And we do it from kindergarten all the way through high school, the children here in Southern Illinois.
Well, I hate to be kind of a weenie about this a little bit. You're going to think I'm a weenie. Nobody else is. You started this program. It grew very quickly. You have your own personal challenges, as do we all.
Yes.
And now it's come to the time where volunteers, you would not be able to sustain this number without a substantial. Well, like going out and getting these containers so that you've got the backpacks to send back out again is a task in and of itself.
Oh, yes.
Volunteers have they've come forth and they've they've enabled you to grow.
Oh, yes. We can't do it without the volunteers. We do have three volunteer shifts. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. and Tuesday and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. And it takes about an hour, and we make at least 500 to 600 bags at each session that we do. Last night we were pretty thin, and we only had five of us.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
Because
but tonight,
I've got a friend.
I'm going to have about 60. So
good.
You know.
You'll make up for it. Well, I've got a friend of mine who in Carterville who I think would make a great volunteer for you, and they are interested.
Perfect.
So now I can say Tuesday at 10, we'll call Amy. She knows.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you know the woman I'm talking about, so we'll talk to her once we're off the air. because the volunteer, the muscle work, because I did this with the Army sending the boxes to Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
I did the vast majority of those by myself. When everybody left, I'd load the boxes because I had a system.
Mm-hmm.
And being a compulsive organizer, it works really fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize it gets too big at a certain point.
Yes,
you need
does.
Help. But the other item is volunteers are essential, but financial assistance helping this weekend. You've got an event coming up this weekend, Marion, that's just one of the fundraisers to help continue to drive this program through the remainder of the school year.
Yes. We receive no grant money. I mean, no money from the government. It's grants. It's foundations. It's United Way. It's little... It's fundraisers
it's
like
the
Marion School
the
is doing for us.
Right.
We're on some church budgets. We're different civic organizations like the Chambers of Southern Illinois and Rotary and all them really step up to the plate for us. And we're grateful because we couldn't do it without them.
What do you think can you spend annually now? Do you have a figure?
Do you really want to know that
yeah,
number?
Yeah, I do.
It's about $175,000.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of ramen noodles. A
lot of ramen noodles. And we're very blessed because St. Louis, we're members of the St. Louis Food Bank, and I can purchase
right.
a lot of the food for 20 cents a pound now. But here lately, because of the economy of Southern Illinois and of Missouri, they don't have a lot of items. So we're having to go every week to Sam's, and I spend at least $4,000 to $5,000 at Sam's a week.
Right.
So.
And by the way, just a matter of customer service here, by the way. I donated some money to Gumdrops as a matter of compulsive behavior because when I hear this story, I really can't stop. It was kind of embarrassing. I walked out there going, boy, I don't normally do that. And I donated to one person in the room and not the other.
Yeah.
I know I told you I saw you at the water department. I was like, yeah, I kind of feel like a schmuck about that. But on the other hand, I don't.
Yeah.
Amy made sure I got a receipt for my tax purposes. I thought that was great, by the way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it also comes to another item, tax-deductible donation.
Yes, we are. We're a 501c3 organization, and everything is a tax write-off. And I do make sure everybody gets their letters at the end of the year.
If somebody wanted to donate items that they say they found these at a grocery store and they just couldn't say no.
I'll take them.
Because I tell you what, you want to get somebody who can strangle a dollar to death. It's my old lady.
Yeah.
All right? Take her to the box store in Carbondale, and we're like, we got to have two-wheelers,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's $100 worth of food. She knows where to go to get everything you can for every single dime.
Amen.
And if somebody wants to do that kind of thing and donate the food to you,
yes, sir.
You can do that, too.
You sure can. We have food. Some churches and different civic organizations do food drives for us. SIH does food drives for us off and on, too. They find out what we're in the need of, and we will take actually anything we can get.
All right. This weekend you've got the event, the 5K superhero, mm-hmm. Superhero run and Marion. I think registration's at 8 and the event starts at 9 actually.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some opportunities to help. And you and I both know that, you know, the summer, there are some communities that have school programs for them lunch, but Gumdrops shuts down during the summer, right?
We do. Yeah. Most of our communities here in Southern Illinois does have a feeding program through the summer. That's our downtime. That's what I have to... raise money, get food, book work, all that kind of stuff that I have to do for the government and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. So, best of luck.
Thank you.
I really enjoy the fact you do this program, and I know you've got challenges like everybody else, but I came into contact with something a while back called compassion fatigue. You can only throw yourself and care about stuff so much to the point where it becomes a bit wearing. Some friends had noticed that about me, and they said, you sure you don't need some help?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got extra hands. A couple of friends of mine said, hey, let's start baking cookies. But there comes a point where no matter how good the work is you're doing, it's wearing.
You're tired.
And I know that's,
mm-hmm.
keeping those volunteers engaged during that mm-hmm. process is one of the items.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other item before I let you go today. I could only find your website if I went through the Carterville website, the city of.
Oh, glad to know that.
What is the website for this?
It is www.gumdropkids.org.
I wonder if I didn't. I didn't use the kids word. I got
mm-hmm.
gumdrops, and so I automatically got Carterville, and so I went through your website
right.
through the Carterville City website. Gumdrop Kids.
Kids.org.
KIDES or KIDEZ?
No, S.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Dot org.
Amy Simpson, the founder of Gumdrops, one of my favorite Southern Illinois programs, who served 1,700 kids in 39 schools in Southern Illinois, started with 12 children in Carterville. Amy, good work.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me this morning.
I love seeing you every chance I get. You make a smile, so.
Thank you.
Not everybody does that, you know.
Well, good.
There'll be a politician here tomorrow that probably won't smile at all.
Probably not.